For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The coronavirus pandemic of 2020 is already making history, and now there's an effort underway in Michigan to document it for future generations. I spoke with Sandra Clark, the director of the Michigan History Center, about a new project called Collecting COVID-19. Clark says people are encouraged to send pictures and objects that capture their experience.
Well, this is about doing some collecting of what we know is truly a historic time as it happens. And our phase one now is digital. We are asking people if they have objects and written things and other documents that we might want to collect later when stay at home and stay safe is no longer in force. And then down the road, we'll probably do some reflective interviews with people as well. But we wanted to get started now so that we got that kind of firsthand, what does it feel like to be in the middle of this?
How early on during this crisis, Sandra, did it occur to you and your staff to ask the public to document what they're going through?
Well, I think as soon as we got kind of overworking from home, all of the technical transformations that we had to make in our lives and settled down and had a conversation about what should we be doing now, this pretty quickly came to the top.
What kind of response have you had so far?
We've had great response. We have a gallery where people can see what other people have posted. And I think there's some relief in that. I think we have close to 100 submissions on the digital side already. We've had some people sending us some ideas for objects that they connect with what's going on now, some of which are very interesting, and down the road we will want to be collecting those. So we've really had a really positive response, and there's some really poignant stuff out there.
Yes, there really is. I've looked at most of the photographs that have been posted already. Have any pictures really had an impact on you?
There's a photograph of a health worker kind of sitting lying back on a gurney, resting, taking a 5-minute nap. And the text that goes with it, just talking about what it's like to be in a hospital in the middle of this, and the combination of the picture of this exhausted nurse and the words that go with it really touched me.
I had a feeling you would say that, Sandra, because that's exactly the same picture that I'm looking at that struck me also. And as you said, there is some text that goes with this, and I'm going to read some of that. It says, "This is what COVID looks like. It's pure exhaustion. It's wearing an N95 mask for 12 hours straight, only taking it off for maybe 20 minutes to scarf down some food that, God bless our community, was delivered. Because had it not, you wouldn't have had time to go down to the cafeteria and get food. This is what COVID looks like. It's needing to put your head down for 5 seconds because the weight of holding the phone while a family says goodbye to a loved one while holding that patient's hand so he doesn't die alone is heavy on your brain."
Yeah. Mm. What could touch you more deeply and be more human than that? Some of these photographs are surprising. There's a photograph of 3 absolutely adorable looking children, but the text with it is about grandparents worried about these children who are in foster homes right now. When I talk about the diversity we want to capture, that's exactly what we're looking at.
How can people submit their entries to this project?
If they go to michigan.gov/MHC stories, they will find our webpage, and that has directions for submitting now, for submitting ideas for artifacts, and even for submitting other things for the archives. So it's all on that page, and you just kind of click through, and we hope a lot of people will be doing that.
Sandra Clark is the director of the Michigan History Center. We've been talking about a new project called Collecting COVID-19, in which the public is encouraged to submit photographs and later artifacts of their experience with the coronavirus outbreak of 2020. Good luck to your staff. Please stay healthy and safe.
Thank you, Kevin.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.